The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, there's great hope, treatment and care for children who are facing a serious illness. But what are the long-term effects of that experience on a child as they move into adult life? Well, joining me now to discuss this is John Mitchell from Barrettstown and 19-year-old Kayla Nolan. You're both welcome. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks very much.
So, John, this is new, is it, for Barrettstown to help children who have had this experience as a child deal with the fallout into adulthood?
Yeah, the Young Adult Programme is a relatively new programme. It's been going for a couple of years. But I mean, we were traditionally set up to work with children with childhood cancer back in 1994. And our programme offering has evolved over the last 30 years into an awful lot more community-based programmes that we run, whether it's hospital outreach or school education programmes. But it was just coming out of the COVID pandemic when we started actually looking at that young adult age cohort, so 18 to 24 years. Because a diagnosis in around that time is a hugely disruptive thing. It's hugely disruptive at any time of your life. But, you know, at that age, it can have massive knock-on effects as well. And even for children that get their diagnosis at an early age, there are now late-term or long-term effects that we're seeing coming out of that as well. And so we felt it was important that we were able to create a program that meets some of those psychosocial needs that young people have as they're managing that transition out of illness as well.
Okay, and we'll talk about that program in a minute. But Kayla, I want to find out a little bit about you. So tell me how you came in contact with Barrettstown.
Yeah, so I've been involved with Barrettstown for 10 years now. It's been a long time coming and I loved every second of it. It honestly, like I say to anyone who listens to me, that's my favourite place in the world. And that's why I'm so glad that I was able to get involved again with the Young Adult Programme.
So you were about 9 or 10 then when you first came into contact.
Yeah, I'd been diagnosed when I was 8 years old, so that was back in 2015. So it's been a long time since I've been in Barrettstown. And I feel like it's really helped me come back on into myself, because I feel like since my diagnosis, I really was a shell of myself. I really was. And I didn't really know where to go with it. I didn't know anyone who was like me, because I was living in a small village. It was in Dundarry in County Meath. So it's like literally out in the middle of nowhere. And I didn't know anyone who was like me.
So tell us a little bit about your diagnosis and what was going on with you at that time.
So I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in 2015. I had no symptoms at all when I was diagnosed. So I just ended up in intensive care and everything. And I was told I wasn't going to make it. I was very lucky now. I did actually survive it all. But going back to normal life then after that, like, it was crazy. It was so surreal. And no one really understood what I'd been through and the effects that it continued to have on me. And I had other kind of diagnoses come along the same time, because diabetes goes hand in hand with a lot of conditions. But my whole life was just changed, and I was trying to get back into normal.
Your life, your school life, your life with your friends, all very disrupted, was
everything.
It?
Yeah, that's what I feel like a lot of kids, like, illnesses when they're younger will say, like, their friends don't really understand what they're going through. And you're like, you lose a lot of friendships, you lose a lot of people through your diagnosis, just because it's a big thing that a lot of people don't really understand. But that's one thing, coming to camp, people all kind of get what you're going through. It doesn't really matter, like, what necessarily wrong with you, but everyone has a group kind of understanding of what it's like to be different.
So you then have found a link back to the place where you felt happy and comfortable as a child.
It's amazing. Like, I loved it when I was younger and I love it just as much going back. And it was actually amazing that I was in camp, I think it was 2021 or 2022, with one of my best friends, Mia, and we actually reconnected through the Young Adult Programme. That's what I texted her. I was like, we have to go to this together. We ended up actually being roommates on the Young Adult Programme. We had the best time reconnecting.
A double win.
Yeah, and we were straight away like, we have to go to my birthday party now, and like organising things against each other. We hadn't seen each other since we were in camp together, but we'd send the occasional text. But it was so amazing that able to reconnect like that.
So what was this new program like then for you, the Young Adult program?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so Holland and Barrett were our sponsors, and it's absolutely brilliant because they had the different pillars for like the nourish and the sleep and everything. So you had all different workshops about like how to incorporate better well-being into like your daily life as like a young adult. So it was really interesting.
And is there an element of it too, John, where it's about understanding and coming to terms with what happened to you as a child and how that might affect you as an adult?
Yeah, for sure. And I think Kayla says it there so well, that like you almost have to find your tribe again. You know, you have to connect with people that have been on a similar journey and a similar illness journey to you. I think Barrettstown gives you the platform and the place to be able to do stuff like that. And there is, you know, there's so many supports out there for young adults now, but sometimes it's hard to navigate those, and it's hard to figure out who can I turn to for help and who can I turn to for support. I think that's why when we partnered with Holland and Barrett and we look at their expertise around, you know, food and sleep and well-being and emotional health, it's almost the perfect merger, because we're bringing that psychosocial element to it as well.
But I suppose there are a lot of supports out there for young people, but this is a very particular area, isn't it? A young person who has been through a life-changing event. Like, this is very specialised, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. And there's, I suppose, no two journeys are the same through illness. I think that's important to consider as well. So I think one of the strengths of our program and why, again, why it can be so impactful is that it's all done around challenge by choice. So when young people come and they participate in a Barrettstown program, they get to decide themselves how much they participate in. And I think that can be really impactful because it gives them ownership as well over their participation and the things that they really want to do when they're with us. But what we learned very quickly when we started doing young adult programs is that they want to have fun as well. You know, so it's important that it's not all about education and information sessions, that there has to be a fun element because that's what we all love to do, is have fun with our peers. And as Kayla said, reconnect with people that maybe you met years ago at camp or making new friends that will become your peer support network as you grow up and as you navigate.
And do you find that it's very comfortable for people to have that link back to the places? I was saying to Kayla, that was probably the place where you were at your happiest when you were going through all of this awful stuff that was happening elsewhere in your life. And then as an adult, to find that peace and comfort must be a lovely thing.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I suppose you revisit your childhood a little bit when you're there too, right? And you have all of those happy memories, as you said, from your time at camp before. I think, again, it gives you an opportunity to meet other people with different illnesses, different conditions. I think there's something special about bringing people together, as I said, who've been on that similar journey. And you learn so much from each other and you become a support for each other, too. You know, as you mentioned, Kayla, with the friend that you made and being able to room together, and like you'll keep in touch then long after your kind of trip to Barrettstown has ended. So there is a long term impact of bringing people together in Barrettstown and the type of programs that we're offering.
Kayla, how are you doing now?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm in university now at the minute, so I'm loving it as well. But it's the same thing, like you don't really know how different your life is. So that's what being in camp and reconnecting with people as a young adult, like it's amazing that you can all kind of see what like path in life that you're on now and how different things are, but you're all able to bond over it as well. Mm.
And you still have to look after your health and you're still having treatment, obviously.
Yeah, it's a lot of monitoring with type 1 diabetes. Things can change so quickly. Like it's 42 things that can affect your blood sugars, and you really, like if your blood sugars go wrong, you're feeling it for days after. That's what, I was at a concert last night, my bloods were struggling throughout the night, then after running back to the car after the concert, like the way things take a toll on your body, as like I have a few different conditions as well, but with the diabetes, like it takes a toll on you that you don't really understand like why, and a lot of people won't understand why, but in camp that's what, everything's kind of altered, that you can all like participate in the same ways and you won't be feeling the effects of it after. Yeah.
So you have all of the medical advice, obviously, that your doctors give you and the people who are treating you in that way, but it's about living your life while you're doing all of that.
Exactly, yeah.
We were just talking outside about exam results, you know, so like there's all these other pressures that come with being in this age cohort of 18 to 24 years, like, you know, being away from home for the first time, learning to drive, traveling, like all of the things that every other 18 to 24 year old wants to do. But in the background, you're always taking control of your health and managing your own health and well-being. And I think when you step into that 18 to 24 year old group as well, you start to take ownership more of your own healthcare plan as well, you know. So it's a huge amount to be dealing
with. You have more independence, so you have to know exactly what you have to do, and maybe the wild night can't be as wild for you, Kayla, because you have to remember what it's going to feel like the next day.
I'm always monitoring everything, but that's what, it's funny that you mentioned about sleeping away and everything. My first time staying away, because of all my like issues, like I was never on sleepovers or anything when I was young, because everyone's always so hesitant to take me, to be like, oh, we don't know what'll happen to her over the night. Like my first time staying away was in Barrettstown, and that's what, the nurse would come in to check our blood sugars in the night with the little headlamp on, wake us all up to check our blood sugars and everything. So,
and you were delighted to see her, because like, and also that the novelty of being away from home.
Yeah, but it was amazing, because that's what all the diabetics said, like, oh, we don't get to go on sleepovers, because things can go so wrong, like so wrong so quickly during the night time, especially for diabetics. So that's what, the nurse coming in checking your blood sugars, that you know you're safe, and you kind of get a laugh as well, like she's coming in a rain jacket and the high vis with the headlamp on, like it's funny.
Well, listen, it's lovely to see you, and it's great to see you so well, and I'm delighted that Barrettstown have maintained the link to you. And John, thank you for coming in. We always love speaking to Barrettstown here on the programme. And Kayla.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.